A study of 1,000 galaxies with unusually young and massive stars in the SDSS, A Search for Hidden Black Holes, by Guinevere Kaufman et al. We select 1076 galaxies with extinction-corrected Halfa equivalent widths too large to be explained with a Kuiper, 2001, IMF, and compare these with a control sample of galaxies that is matched in stellar mass, redshift and 4,000 AA break strength, but with normal Halfa equivalent widths. Our goal is to study how processes such as black hole growth and energetic feedback processes from massive stars differ between galaxies with extreme central Halfa emission and galaxies with normal young central stellar populations. The stellar mass distribution of Halfa excess galaxies is peaked at 3×10^10 M Sun, and almost all fall well within the star-forming locus in the OIII Hbeta versus Ni Halfa BPT disgram. Halfa excess galaxies are twice as likely to exhibit Halfa line asymmetries and 1.55 times more likely to be detected at 1 GHz in the VLA first survey compared to control sample galaxies. The radio luminosity per unit stellar mass decreases with the stellar age of the system. Using stacked spectra, we demonstrate that NEV emission is not present in the very youngest of the radio-quiet Halfa excess galaxies with detectable Wolf-Rayet features, suggesting that black hole growth has not yet commenced in such systems. NEV emission is detected in Halfa excess galaxies with radio detections, and the strength of the line correlates with the radio luminosity. This is the clearest indication for a possible population of black holes that may be forming in a subset of the Halfa excess population. This was a study of 1,000 galaxies with unusually young and massive stars in the SDSS, A Search for Hidden Black Holes, by Guinevere Kaufman et al.